Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden. Vad är det här? Det är en podcast, det vet du redan. Men vad är det för sorts podcast? Det är en historiepodcast. Vilken sorts historiepodcast? En humorpodcast. Så det är alltså två stycken komiker som försöker lära varandra svensk historia. För att ingen av oss är bra på svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. And in this episode I'll be teaching Eric about a double murder?
Maybe. Vi kommer lära oss vilken tändvätska man ska köpa. Det vet jag.
Yes, this episode is gonna be to die for.
Oh my god. It's gonna be... Det är hett. Det är flammable. Jag säger bara det.
Yes.
Jag har suttit här i ditt gästrum i en vecka och väntat på att du ska komma in. Och nu är du här.
You never tried the bed. You sat on the chair.
Jag sitter bara. Jag är lite av en, man kan säga en vampyr i den bemärkelsen att jag inte sover i sängar. Inga andra likheter. Bara det.
I don't suck your blood.
I'm a sit sleeper.
Welcome everyone to that one podcast where two guys who don't know much about Swedish history teach each other about Swedish history.
Yeah.
And in this episode, I'm going to be teaching.
I'm happy.
Eric, some Sweden.
Oof. Lay it on me, man.
I don't think you'll know about this.
Okay.
But it's very interesting, and it's pretty current. So, let's get into it.
Okay, sure.
Joy Rockman was born on March 29th, which is, what, next week?
Mm-hmm.
Or when this comes out.
Probably already happened.
Yeah, March 29th, 1949, in what was then Bangladesh, but is now East Pakistan.
Okay.
Yes. He was the sixth child of 19.
Oh, my God.
This is the story of familjen Annorlunda. No, just kidding.
Wow. Jag försökte chocka dig med 10 barn förra avsnittet.
I was not impressed. Nonetheless.
No, jag förstår det.
I couldn't find anything about either parent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is pretty fair. All I know is that they did a lot of fucking.
Yeah. Vem har tid med en karriär med 19 barn?
What do you do? What do you mean? What do you mean? I do
what
anal.
What do I do? I fuck.
I do missionary. That's what I do. You're a missionary. No, 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 no. I do.
I
missionary.
Do missionary. And shame on you for asking.
My children's names are numbers now. 14. 14. What are you doing?
Oh my god.
So Joy Rockman moved to Sweden in the 70s. And he fell in love with a Swedish woman. They did that thing the Swedish women do.
Fucking no. Sorry.
Missionary.
Missionary.
No, they move their foreign guy's country for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And then
they manipulate that guy.
Yeah, manipulate the guy and move back to Sweden after a few years. Mm. Yeah. So they lived in Bangladesh for a while, and then they returned to Sweden in the 1980s.
That was a joke, by the way. I don't think that happens in that way. I just want to make it clear.
I lived it.
Okay, you lived it. So you do a tolkningsföreträde.
Exactly. Rockman got a job here. He was working for a Hemtjänst company, where he helped look after old people in these homes. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to 1993.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting close now. We're both alive.
Yeah.
This is different than some of our episodes. There's a woman at this nursing home named Märta Pettersson.
Märta Pettersson.
Märta Pettersson. Mm-hmm. Märta is described by her son, Göran, as a woman that's losing her mind.
Yeah.
You know, she's an older lady.
She's got dementia.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But that's why, then they would probably say it like that. She's senile, losing her mind, and shit like that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
He said she was stubborn, which happens too. And one example of this is he told her a lot of times, use a banking system, mom. And she was like, no, I'm keeping my cash at home. I don't trust the fucking banks.
Yeah.
So she had 20 plus thousand stashed at home.
Oh, wow.
He said between 20, 30, 40,000 crowns just in her apartment all the time.
Yeah.
And Märta was alone, and she was estranged from her children, which I think, this is just me adding, is because the Swedish kids, they get the money here no matter what, so they don't have to treat old people nicely.
Yeah.
So, that's my little theory.
Men jag, det är lite av en klyscha, jag drar inte alla över en kam, men... jag tror att det är påpassligt mycket vanligare att vi sätter våra föräldrar på hem,
mm-hmm.
and just don't have to deal with them anymore.
Mm.
Medan andra länder har, andra kulturer ska jag säga, har mycket större värderingar i att ta hand om sina äldre.
Yeah, I just had the crazy old person at their house. Man, I went to visit an uncle of mine, and there was a lady, she looked like she might have been dead for a week, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't dead, but she was like tubed up.
Yeah.
In the living room. And he was just talking to us. I hadn't seen him. Last time I seen him was he was in jail, but now he was out. He was living his life, whatever. So I was like, oh, shit. We call him Piggy.
Yeah.
So we're visiting Piggy. And he's just talking to us like normal.
Yeah.
And his grandma is laid up.
Yeah.
on this bed in the living room.
Yeah.
So we're just like, you're not going to talk about this lady? And then she was like, cough or something.
I don't want to call your grandma an elephant, but she is in the room.
And he's like, oh, that's grandma, man. She all right, man. She all right. And they just keep talking. Like, what are you talking
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, different cultures.
Crazy, yeah.
So Göran, he hadn't visited his mother in long time.
No.
On May 23rd, 1993, care workers stopped by Märta, routine visit. She didn't answer the door.
She was dead.
They left to get some other people to go check in on her, do a little care check. Hmm. She was found in her closet space, dead on her back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was it walk-in? No, I'm sorry.
She had a die-in closet.
Men det blir ju... It makes it more gruesome if it was a like stuffed in shelves or
a wardrobe.
A wardrobe. Oh my god.
But like her legs, I'll explain more later, but she'd been beaten.
Oh my god.
Her sternum, which for those who don't know, is right under the breastplate. There's like a little bone there in the sternum. And 11 ribs were broken.
Shit.
Yeah. The assailant had then strangled her with a 47 centimeter long noose made of red garment tape.
But what did she do?
I want to hear the other side. This seems deserved. No.
That amount of violence must come from something.
Did she get out of line?
I mean, fun.
I wonder if she knows her place.
No, yeah. Oh my god. Okay.
Because from what I heard, she wasn't in the kitchen. If you know what I mean. Okay, I'm done. It's
harsh for what is it? 80 year old? Or
yeah,
something.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know her age. The person, the assailant, had poured lighter fluid all over her body.
What the fuck?
The lighter fluid can was left next to the body.
Oh.
They tried to ignite a fire. She had little burns on her, like her knees or whatever, but it didn't take. So this was not done by a Boy Scout.
Well, also the brand of the fluid could be questioned. Like,
they came out later. They were like, "Can you change the pictures? Mm. Can you blur us out?
We don't want to be associated." Jag vill veta vilket märke det är. Inte ska köpa det här i framtiden.
You're called Lightall, yeah. Not all. Can you change your name?
Light some times.
Light most.
Okay, så någon hade alltså lagt henne i garderoben, helt lighter fluid. Är det sånt man har på grillen eller är det sånt man har till tända?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Is it the
Oh, no. It was fluid is this.
Yeah, but is it you can have for the grill or for like a Zippo, then you have some gasoline lighter fluid.
No.
No, for the grill.
I think it was grill. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
cool.
Know.
No, I
didn't know there's
a
difference.
It's not important. I don't know why I vet inte varför jag hakar upp mig på det där, men okay, so någon hade helt på att försöka
lighter fluid. That's all I know is a flammable liquid.
Okay.
I actually have the police report from the investigation.
Oh, what a blitz.
I was pretty proud of myself for finding this. I went digging because, honestly, it was really hard to find stuff on this guy.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go through this. So I got the police report.
Uh-huh, cool.
Here's what the police report says. And I got it in English, too.
Awesome.
On May 23rd, 1993, 2:30 p.m., Unit 5120 with Inspector Bergström and Officer Junel was called to... I won't say the address. It's in Sätra, right over here.
Oh, fun.
I don't live far from here.
Is Sätra eller Säter?
Sätra.
Okay, cool. Mm.
The assisting living personnel have found Marta Pettersson dead in her own clothes closet, is the way they...
Yeah.
The unit made contact with the assisted living workers, Leif, and whatever the other names. They arrived with a car, and her son was also at the scene.
Deciding to pop in, finally.
Care worker Bernice statement said that they rang the bell at 1:30. I mean, at 1 p.m., in order, it was 1300 to give her food. Nobody opened the door, and they left. And they wanted to find out what happened. She thought it was odd because this never happens. She always answers the door. So she called the son, Göran. He lives in Tullinge,
mm-hmm.
not too far.
Yeah,
because he has keys to the apartment.
Oh yeah.
So they don't have any extra keys as the assisted living, which I think is weird.
Yes.
What if she broke her ankle or something? What if she's hurting?
Of course, yeah.
That's weird. So the son comes in. That's what sucks, too. The son opens the door for them.
Her.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They searched the rooms. They didn't find Märta. Okay. The last place they searched was the closet, the clothes cabin, which is located in the hallway. In the clothes cabin, they found her laying dead on her back.
Mm.
She called for a doctor and an ambulance. So the doctor arrives an hour later. The apartment door was locked with two locks, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
She never locked two locks herself.
And also the assailant is like, if I lock them both,
maybe I have time to set her on fire. Quick, pass me the can of Lightmost.
Yeah.
We're going to get this burned up, hopefully. The kitchen window was open and locked in place. So it was like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The balcony door was wide open. The lights in the hallway were lit and the bedroom television was on.
What was playing? No, I'm sorry.
MASH.
Oh, good show.
It was a commercial for lighter fluid.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried 1 in 10? It works as the name describes.
Three carpets were gathered in a pile on the hallway floor.
Okay.
The door to the clothes cabinet was shut. No lights within were on. Inside the clothes cabinet, there was an odor of smoke, and the deceased had burn injuries on her legs. And then they call the police when they saw the burn, or, you know, because otherwise they're thinking, oh, she fell, or she, you know what I mean? They don't know the extent of her injuries. They just think she might have just died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now they're like, oh, somebody tried to set her on fire.
Yeah, and also the smell from the lighting.
All right. Wait a minute.
Gasoline?
Anybody want barbecue? The patrol unit found her keys, and the keys couldn't lock the door from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That.
But it only locked from outside.
What? Why?
That's her weird keys. Maybe you lock it manually from inside.
Yeah. Okay.
But if the double lock was locked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Bernice said the last time she had visited her, she didn't think there was anything abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Martha seemed energetic and happy.
She was sitting, laughing, pouring lighting fluid all over.
Punching herself in the chest.
Yeah.
She
just went into the closet and I walked home.
According to Bernice, Martha had never talked about taking her own life. So they probably think maybe she took the rope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm.
And she hadn't had any problems with addiction.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Here's what the son said. That his family visited Martha. She was confined to her bed. She couldn't muster enough strength to get up.
Oh, shit.
And that he drove her to Hootinga Hospital, and that's when she got admitted, when that was, you know, how she got to the place. She remained at the hospital for a week, and he doesn't know exactly why she was admitted to the nursing home. I guess one of his siblings must have did.
Yeah.
She was discharged 6 weeks, and the last time he spoke to her was a month before that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he has two brothers who had cut ties with the mother a few years ago, and he had keys to her place. If anybody else had keys to the place, he didn't know that. One of the brothers lives in Stockholm, and the other lived in a place called Kiel. K-I-L, Kiel?
Kiel.
Kiel. Kiel. Kiel. Okay. That was what Jordan said. He also said that she had larger sums of cash at home. 20,000 to 30,000 crowns.
Yeah.
And he had told her to put in the bank, like I said, but she didn't do it. There was no cash found.
Fucking robbery.
At the scene.
Men bara en parentes här. Tre söner.
Mm-hmm.
Och ingen vill prata med henne.
Mm.
What did she do?
I don't know, man.
Okej, verkligen. Det kan verkligen vara tre idiotsöner. Men att bara så här, inte, vi har inte pratat med dig på flera månader. We cut ties. Det är vi ska inte dyka in i det, men det är lite skumt. Jag menar, jag pratar inte varje dag med mina föräldrar, men jag pratar med dem och de är ju fina människor. Så jag menar, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Something fishy about this lady.
She was, and then they put a description in this police report. Description of the body.
Mm-hmm.
The deceased was lying on her back in the clothes cabinet with the feet towards the door. Left arm was lying alongside the body. The right arm was retracted and covered by a green jacket. The jacket was also covered her head, face, and half the torso. The deceased was wearing a short sleeve shirt, panties, socks, and a pair of pants. I don't know if I would put in that order, but whatever.
Yeah, okay, sure.
and they had been partially burned on the front side.
Huh.
Next to the body, on the right-hand side, was a bottle of lighter fluid lying on the floor, a pair of slippers lying on top of the feet, between the knees of some sort of unknown burnt material.
Hmm.
So I would think somebody tried to light a fire with what, like Boy Scout style, like put the like
what with a with rubbing a stick.
No,
against
but like get something to light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So get a because the skin wasn't catching.
Open and shut case, Johnson. We're looking for a Boy Scout.
Looking for a Boy Scout here. So the knees had burn injuries. And then they were going to leave it to technicians to figure it out.
Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Remember where we began, man?
Yeah, with an entirely different person.
Yes.
Jag gissar har gjort allt det här.
He was the main suspect in the murder.
Okay.
Märta was one of his patients.
Såklart.
They knew each other well. He could gain access to her place if he needed to.
Yeah.
And he might know that she stashed 20 to 30,000 crowns.
Hon kan ha sagt det varje gång de drack te. Hon var ju dement.
Yeah.
Hon bara, jag har 30,000. Det är som en papegoja i princip. Man vet inte.
Joy maintained his innocence. He maintained his innocence. He was like, no, I didn't do anything like this. And he went to trial for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they determined that he left work early that day. Because he's saying, I worked. I didn't work at that place. I worked at another location.
Han säger att han jobbade någon annanstans då det skulle ha hänt då.
Right. It was like until 4 o'clock. I had to go back, get coffee. He did a coffee run. They have proof that he did this coffee run too. But the coffee run was in that area.
Mm-hmm.
At the but he's saying he left at 4 and did the coffee run.
Yeah.
His boss says he left at 3:20, which gives him enough time to go there, kill this lady, hurry up, go get some coffee, and go back to, you know, go and punch out or whatever.
I think the boss did it. What did the boss do? Yeah.
The son did it.
Mm.
But they determined that this guy did it, man. It just makes sense that he...
Shit.
That this Bangladeshi Swedish...
That's not hard evidence at all.
No, not hard evidence at all. But and they did blood tests and they did all this other stuff, but he went to trial and he got life in prison.
That's fucked up.
He got life in prison, man.
Okay, några saker. Hon var jättegammal.
Yeah.
She didn't have that much left. Okay, livstid om du dödar en bebis. Jag räcker upp handen på en gång. You kill a baby. And I'm not talking about abortion rights. Jag menar, om du dödar ett litet barn som har hela livet framför sig, då är det så här, fan vilket monster. Om du dödar en vuxen människa, åker i fängelse. Du ska få straff och du ska få fängelse om du dödar en gammal tant. Absolut, de är försvarslösa. Jag känner att jag har målat in mig i ett hörn nu. Men jag säger bara, how much does she have left?
I think they should call it the corona rule.
Yeah. Yo, Sweden, the way... Jag bara säger det, allt är skämt. Jag bara säger det.
They should approach it like Sweden approached corona. Like, let the old people fend for themselves.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Självklart skämt jag bara. Men en intressant sak är att de har ju typ inga bevis. Alltså det finns ju inga bevis annat än att han kunde ha gjort det tidsmässigt.
Yeah, and then they have like receipt with him in the area.
Sure, but han kanske älskar kaffe där. Här är bästa kaffet. Jag måste åka tidigare för att göra den här kaffet. Alltså, det är ju så sjukt. Jag var precis på en rättegång som jag var... Jag var inte målsägande eller anklagad. Jag var bara där och tittade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just like watch trials?
No, not for fun. I was...
What are you doing Thursday?
No, man. Man, fuck the movies.
You ever watch a trial?
Yeah. There's an arsonary trial case playing at tingsrätten.
Playing.
Men där var det också så här, det var, bevisen var fenomenalt starka. Och ändå blev det ganska svagt straff.
Mm.
För att det är svårt att bevisa skuld. Det är svårt att bevisa vissa saker. Det finns bara... Och här är det så här, Vadå, det var inte ens någon som såg honom gå in där. Det fanns inget bevis på honom.
Well, I don't have all of the fluid. I don't have all the notes from the trial and stuff like that.
Sure, but still. Ja, men om det fanns starkare bevis, då skulle jag tro, baserat på det du har berättat, att han var skyldig. Men om det är det som lades fram som de primära bevisen, it's fucking bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Och jag har inte heller läst. Det kanske är han bara... Han älskade att elda saker. Jag vet inte. Men det är också en grej. Även om han älskade att elda upp saker, så är inte det betyder inte att han gjorde det här. Det är så svårt att knyta honom till den där platsen.
Innocent until proven guilty is what we say in America.
Yeah.
He appealed this.
Of course.
He was like, man, this is bullshit, you know. I didn't do it. He upheld his innocence. And then they denied it, his appeal. Like, sorry, you got life.
Jesus.
And then some other people felt like you felt. And they took it up. These people that were like, this was a wrongful conviction. And they took his case up. And they appealed it for him. And then on September 14, 1994, they appealed, they went through the appellate process.
Yeah.
And he was acquitted.
Oh, shit, good.
He got out. He did 8 years. In prison.
What, from 93 to...
No, 93... I'm sorry, 2000...
2001 or something?
He got rejected in 94.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2002... I'm sorry, I got the timeline wrong.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
He was granted a stay in 2002.
Okay, cool.
It was 3 in favor and 2 against, so it was close.
Wow.
3 judges in favor and 2 against.
Jesus.
And then he got a new trial, and he was acquitted in the trial in 2002. So he did 8 years in prison.
Yeah.
And then he was out, and they gave him 10 million crowns as an apology.
Huh. Yeah. Well, that's not that much for 8 years, really.
I mean, on
it's
the
good.
Salary.
It's great, yeah.
It's
great,
more
yeah.
than his salary if he keeps that job.
It's more than a million a year, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Man, good for him. He probably did it just to get those 10 mils.
So man. with the money, what was your question?
No, I was just I just saw the reference to cuz the people who de som ville liksom börja på överklagandet, the appeal. Mm. Did they know him or was it just someone? Cuz it's just like that movie Hurricane with Denzel.
That's what I thought of too.
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought of
it. I've also heard that story plotline is exaggerated and or, like it didn't happen like that.
Okay.
But I do enjoy the movie.
Yeah, good movie. So he decided with that money that he was going to start the Joy Rockman Welfare Foundation. It's an organization in Bangladesh. So he took the money.
Nice.
And he left his wife and kid.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck Sweden.
Vart var de när han satt inne förresten? Var de supportive or var de bara...
I don't know exactly what happened, but I don't know how supportive they were. Maybe she got freaked out when... And said...
Varför köpte du inte instant burn? Why did you buy burn sometime?
This is burst. but his organization was supposed to help the poor with health care and offer microloans to the poor in Bangladesh. And that was how he's gonna go off into the sunset with this. And then
he burned someone? No. Oh my god.
That's wrong, man.
Yeah.
Why would you think this guy would go into a life of crime later? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They said he might have had a gambling problem. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's not the same.
Samma sak som a bit
as murdering an old lady.
No.
And then the, however, he had a treasurer with his company.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was kind of corrupt over there, his company, and that he was doing some shady shit. And he thought the treasurer was doing shady shit. But the treasurer died. And his body was found on Joy Rockman's property.
In a closet with lighting fluid?
I don't know, man. But he
looks
was
like a Boy Scout tried to burn this body.
It's got a compass on it. The Boy Scout mannen.
Oh my god. Oftast verkar i Sverige och Bangladesh.
He was arrested in Bangladesh.
Oh, really?
On suspicion of inciting the murder of that treasurer.
Wow.
And his foundation. But he was big money over there in Bangladesh.
So he got away with it? Or he didn't get sentenced. He wasn't, found guilty.
He did not get sentenced at all for that. He wasn't found guilty.
Yeah.
They said there wasn't enough evidence. And they were like, we can't keep this guy.
Yeah.
So he got released.
Huh.
And I don't know, man. Hearing that made me think.
Tror du att han gjorde det?
I think the body found on his property.
Yeah.
Buried on his property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, tror du att han gjorde Märta också?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But they did check his bank account and stuff. Like, they didn't see any influx of like 30K.
Yeah, but
well, maybe he didn't put it in the bank account. Yeah.
No, but maybe he like
washed it.
Han blev säkert arresterad ganska snabbt. Han satte ju inte in pengar på ett konto direkt efter. Han är inte dum i huvudet.
Yeah.
Han kan ha haft 30 000 som har grävt ner någonstans. Och sen har han liksom inte kommit åt dem för han suttit in i 8 år. Och sen bara, du får 10 miljoner istället. Han bara, I can't believe my fucking luck. Jag ska döda minst en till någon gång.
And they said he had a anger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, it's hot temper, but that stuff's easy to say later.
Det är jättelätt att second guess. Alltså, han kan ju döda den ena och inte den andra. Och åt vilket håll som helst. Han kan döda den Märta och inte den där, eller tvärtom. Det är mer troligt att han dödade den som var begravd på hans egendom i och för sig. Men vet du vad det var? Det kan vara Göran.
Mm-hmm. They did both.
Som bara, den jäveln alltså.
He got him to kill
han,
his mother.
Göran sa så här, du får 5 000 om du dödar min mamma, Märta. Och sen så gör han det.
And then Joy went in there. And saw the cash.
Och bara,
you only give me 5,000.
Eller hur? Och sen hela den grejen. Och sen blir han, och så får 10 miljoner och gör han bara, vart är han nu? I Bangladesh? Okej. Okay. Och sen bara drar dit och bara dödar och begraver honom där. Just saying, could be.
That 10.2 mil that he got was the largest damages claim ever awarded in Sweden at
really?
The time. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know, he died in 2014. Of burns.
Self-inflicted.
No, I couldn't find
it. Finally, did it.
I didn't see how he died, but he did die in 2014 in Bangladesh.
Vi säger att han brann upp. Det är roligt. Yeah. Han brann upp.
But that was, yeah, man. That was it about Joy Rockman. I heard about this story and I had to bring it on here.
That was
man,
awesome.
Because I was like, this is.
Det var en av mina höjdare. Det här var fantastiskt. Gud vad kul det var att lyssna. Fantastisk historia.
Up and down and
verkligen.
The second murder.
Yeah.
I was like, come on man.
Oh, because det var så många. När du började prata, jag var så här, okej. Okay. Ja, nu pratar vi om något helt annat. Oh, jag vet vad det här var. Och sen när du pratar om det och sen rättegången och sen fängelset och sen 10 miljoner så bara, oh, happy ending. Oh, sen till Bangladesh. Jag bara, oh yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Det var så många snygga. Ah, det var en jättefin bergdalbana.
The foundation thing too.
Awesome.
But they said it was a lot of corruption. It was you could guess the corruption in Bangladesh.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, he probably came over there throwing money around. Because if you think he had the mill and then the 40, you know, who knows what happened with the 30,000?
Yeah.
From her.
Yeah. He had some throwaway money.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's the story of Joy Rockman. Who knows? This guy could have been a double murderer, single murderer, or just bad luck.
Yeah. Just love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, man. Those of you out there that want to be entertained, you're in the right place.
Yeah, these gladiator two. Style.
Are you not entertained? If not, go to prisons, impro.
My God. Oh, we were going into the plug area. Om ni har tröttnat på Gladiator, det kommer en uppföljare nu för övrigt. Med Denzel Washington också.
Really?
Mm, de har börjat jobba på någon uppföljare. Det ska handla om den här pojken i Gladiator. Lucius. Mm. Som växer upp. Jag vet inte, Ridley Scott är inte så bra på uppföljare, har jag erfarit efter Alien-fiaskot. Men den kommer. Men om man är trött på Gladiator och uppföljarna kan man ju som sagt komma till Presens Impro och se en föreställning. Eller gå en kurs. Massa info finns på presensimpro.se. Om man bestämt sig för att man hatar allt som har med mig att göra och impro comedy, då går man ju till Laugh House.
Yes. Mm. The Laugh House died at sea to see what we got going on there. So much cool stuff. Until then, I mean, we're going to be back. You can be Patreon subscribers and support patreon.com/teachmesweden to give as little as 10 crowns a month. And you get extra material and ad-free episodes. And you get to support two artists that are trying to make you laugh and learn.
Jag hade tänkt köpa, du vet, sådana här nudlar för 10 kronor idag.
Mm-hmm.
Men jag hade ingen ro, jag hade inte pengar. Jag hade inga pengar.
Yeah, that's the. We need two listeners to get Patreon, so yeah. Eric can get some ramen.
I just want some lunch.
Quick story, man.
Yeah,
we were in the desert, and I was deployed, and it was just a 2-man crew sitting in the control tower. So if you're there, you can't leave because there's nobody to like watch for planes.
Yeah.
So we're sitting up there waiting on our food to be brought by the other controllers that work in radar.
Yeah.
And they would forget us every now and then.
Oh, shit.
And it was so annoying. They just forget to bring our food. And one time, my supervisor was so hungry, and the microwave didn't work, and he found a pack of ramen. And
he ate it?
He ate it like a sandwich.
Oh my god.
It's one of the funniest moments of my life.
What? But without the seasoning? Or did he?
He put the seasoning.
He did put the dry seasoning.
He sprinkled
seasoning.
The dry seasoning on it. And ate ramen like a sandwich. And he said he felt so full.
In the desert. Like,
in the desert. He said he could feel it. He said he could feel it. Like get the moisture of his stomach and fill up. He said, oh my god, I'm so full. I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so stupid. Oh.
Good times, man. That's shout hard. Out to Brody, man. Yeah. Man, that dude, so we had some good times.
Shout out to Brody.
Yeah, man. But that's it. So we don't want Eric to go through that, man. So
yeah.
10 crowns, man.
Annars åker ut i öknen och äter nudlar.
Dry ramen. Send us episode tips if you want. TeachMeSweden@gmail.com. Swedish for Eric, English for me. And we're going to keep these things going, man. It's really fun to do. We'll see you soon. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Erik Broström.
Teaching you Sweden.
Fred.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.